I'll start off with the injury report. Guys that didn't practice today, Tyvon Branch, Jerron Kreiner, DJ Hayden, Sebastian Janikowski, Kaluka Mavea, Matt McCants, Darren McFadden, and Terrell Pryor. Tony Pashos was limited in practice. So we're hard at work now getting prepared for the Houston Texans. You know, this is a very talented football team that they have. They're the number one ranked defense in the National Football League. They're very aggressive. They're very physical. They got a lot of good players on that side of the ball. Again, kind of like last week, it's a group that's spearheaded by their front, and they do a great job both in the run game and getting after the passer. So it'll be a tough challenge that we got to work cut out for us there. Offensively, they're an explosive offense. Andre Johnson really has become, he's back to being a premier receiver in this league. He's got 5 touchdown catches really is an explosive player for them down the field. They've done a great job, as they always have, in the running game. They've continued to run the ball really well, and this quarterback has come in and really given them a spark and really, throwing, I believe, 7 touchdown passes and no interceptions. And I think that's, been a key to some of their improved play. So we understand what the challenge is against this football team and having to go down there to Houston, go on the road and try to win a football game on the road. So we're hard at work getting ready for that.
Did you start the clock on Vildir today?
Yeah, the clock started on Vildir today, yeah. Yeah.
Any impressions at all on that, or is he probably
not really?
Off?
Mostly went through individual stuff today, mm-hmm. And we'll evaluate him, as he goes through this week, and we'll see, when he's going to be ready to play. Hopefully, it'll be soon.
Were you just trying to rest Pryor's knee, or is he questionable for the?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I'll evaluate it again tomorrow and see how he's feeling, and if he's healthy enough to play, then he'll play. But if not, we'll go with Matt McGloin.
Is his knee worse for the wear from Sunday?
I really don't know the answer to that. Obviously, it's bothering him. So, I don't know if it's any worse or not, but it's obviously bothering him.
Does he have a sprained MCL? That's what he said after the game.
He's got a sprained knee. I'm not going to, get into the details exactly what it is, but he does have a sprained knee, yes.
Was there a little bit of a disconnect between Terrell and yourself last week and going into the game and into knowing whether he was ready and not ready? It seemed like when he came out, he said as the week went on, his knee seemed to get worse. You seemed to indicate that was news to you, that you didn't know that he was getting worse.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know that there was any type of disconnect or anything. We evaluated him during the week in practice, and things seemed to be okay. But, obviously when you got in the game, I mean, it was pretty evident, early in the game that he just didn't have that same, explosiveness that he normally has.
In most cases, considering the position, and a quarterback that runs, is he just going to have to learn to deal with playing that way sometimes and being able to execute?
Everybody in the National Football League, at this time of year, there's injuries, and there's people that, you got to battle through some things, and sometimes you can't. Sometimes the injury is of a nature that you just can't battle through it. So we'll have to, again, monitor Terrell as we go through the week and see how he's feeling as the week moves on.
Matt, taking out Terrell's health, was there some desire to see McGloin at some point this year? Did you have some sense you wanted to see him play?
Well, I think we have our quarterback in Terrell Pryor, and we're gonna go with him and see if he can help us win some football games. And, we'll evaluate it as we continue to go on, and if we feel like there's a need to – play Matt McGloin some, then we'll play Matt McGloin. I like what I've seen in this kid. I think he's done a good job for us. And you watch him every day in practice. I mean, he's a good decision maker. He throws the ball accurately. He gets the ball out on time. So, we have confidence in him. If we put him in the game, that he's going to go in and do well.
What areas has he progressed well since? He obviously hasn't had a lot of playing time since the exhibition season. Where has he gotten better?
Well, I mean, I think he's got a better grasp of what we're doing offensively. He's continued to improve his decision making. He's continued to improve his accuracy, and those are really things that, that you have to have as a quarterback and being able to throw the football. So, I think he's continued to improve as he's gotten a better feel for what we're doing offensively.
Would you have to think about making a roster move for another backup quarterback?
If Terrell's not able to go, we'd have to get another quarterback up to the roster. We'd probably do that. With Tyler Wilson, that's the other guy that we got, on the football team right now.
Is he basically taking second team snaps today?
Well, Matt got most of the reps today, yeah.
Was there a deciding factor on bringing Valdir back today? Did he pass any final tests or anything like that, or was it just kind of a time?
No, I mean, I think it's you know, this is kind of the next step in the process. You know, you go through the normal rehab process, and then the next step is you get in and you begin to go through some football activity and work some individual stuff, and then you get into some teamwork. And then, you know, it's kind of the evolution of the process and how that thing takes place.
Can you see a scenario where Pashos could be ready to play this week? I mean, you got J.J. Watt over there. You either go with a real experienced guy who hasn't played in 4 weeks or a rookie who hasn't played that much, and both of them are kind of – will be difficult.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, no matter who you put over there, J.J. Watt's a tough matchup. But Tony was able to practice today. He was a little limited in what he was able to do, but he did get some first-team reps today. So, again, as with everything, we'll see how he does throughout the week. But, yeah, I think, you know, if he's totally healthy, there's a good chance we'd see him in there.
Anything new with Hayden or McFadden?
No, nothing new. McFadden, you know, was rehabbing today, and DJ's got the, you know, he's got a groin injury.
Did you see at all an emotional hangover from the last couple of losses just today at practice, I guess?
No. I mean, you know, listen, you got to be in this league, you got to be able to go from 1 week to the next. And no matter what happens the previous week, there's nothing you can do about that, whether it was good or bad. You got to move on to the next one. The only thing that we control now is how we go out and play against the Houston Texans. And that's what you have to do on a week-in and week-out basis.
There's an issue we probably hit on probably most every week, but I was curious as to, you know, Reese had, I think, 17 snaps the other day, 3 receptions, one of them he made a nice run with a screen. And he's a guy that you brought back to the team as a guy you want as part of your future, a team that needs to move the ball, and yet it seems to never really totally get into the mix. Is it? I know there's position groups and that kind of thing,
sure.
But aren't there ways you can get him in there at a tight end spot?
And there's been times where we've had plays designed and up to try to get him the ball, but for whatever reason, you know, whether it be we didn't see it, defense took it away, whatever the case may be, we hadn't been able to get him the ball. And the other day, we actually had plans to, you know, turn around and hand him the ball a few times and really work a rotation with him and Rashad. But listen, Rashad was running the ball really well, you know. So I think, you know, when you get in those situations, you stick with a hot hand, you let the guy carry the ball. Again, this week we'll have a plan where we can, you know, get Marcel some touches and try to, you know, keep him involved in the offense. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that this week.
We've all said this, I don't think you specifically said that this year is a way to evaluate what you have at quarterback. To see, by the end of it, you need to see what you have at quarterback. Has it been a fair evaluation so far? Do you think you've learned a lot about that
position? Well, yeah. I mean, you learn something every day as far as where you're at the quarterback position. And you know, I'm not one of those that really likes to, you know, sit back in the middle of the year and try to, you know, reflect on where you're at. We'll evaluate the whole season, how we go with the quarterback position. And then we'll have a good evaluation on what we have at the end of the year.
If the three, I believe, the next 4 games on the road, what does this football team need to do to win on the road?
Well, we got to go out and play well. We got to go out and execute. We got to go out and do our jobs and do our jobs right and do it full speed on every play. I mean, it's really not a complicated process. There's no magic formula. It's really we got to take our guys, go on the road, focus in and do our job for 60 minutes. And if we do that, then we got a chance to have success. If we don't, then, you know, things don't work out the way we want them to.
At least one of their Giants defensive players said that they knew you guys liked the slant pattern and they were jumping that. That's what happened on the big interception. Did you notice that? And do you think that's now going to be taken away?
Listen, you know, every week you go into games and there's certain things that teams do well or do on a consistent basis, and you try to gain whatever tips and alerts. We got tips and alerts on, you know, we had tips and alerts on the Giants too. I mean, it just that was a situation where the kid, you know, he saw it, he read it out. The kid made a good play, and it was a big play in the game. But I mean, every week there's going to be certain things that you know are tips and alerts, and you try to do everything you can to kind of hide and disguise the different things that you're doing.
How big was it for Marquette King to to have a punt blocked in the manner that it was blocked, I mean, right in his face, and then right after that was over, to have basically might have been his best day. Three punts inside the 20, and then
I thought that was great to see the way that he responded and never really let the rush affect him. You know, and punted really well, three downed inside the 20, and I think that's the first time we've had that done this season. And, you know, those are big plays in the football game. So I was pleased with the way that he responded, and I'm looking forward to him continuing to grow. He's gotten better every week. He's gotten better in every phase of what we're asking him to do, whether it be, you know, directional punting, whether it be downing the ball inside the 20, his holds on the field goal. He's continuing to improve as the season's gone on.
I'm going to ask you after the game about the running game. Do you wish now you had run the ball more often, watching the film and seeing maybe with Terrell being hurt?
I thought we had a good plan. I thought we ran the ball effectively, and I thought we threw the ball when we needed to throw the ball, and I thought we ran the ball when we needed to run the ball. I don't second guess. You know, I mean, obviously when things don't work out, everybody wants to look back and say, well, you know, you should have done this or you should have done that. But I thought we had a good plan going in. We'll have a good plan this week, and we'll move forward.
Any thoughts on Todd Christensen, who passed away today? You saw him play.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, you know, he was a guy that I watched growing up. He really kind of revolutionized the tight end position. He was one of the first to be, you know, kind of that H-back move type of, you know, more of a wide receiver type of player, and I know he was a great Raider. I never had the fortune of actually meeting him, but I know what he means to this organization. And obviously, we all are, you know, deeply saddened and want to send our condolences out to his family.